Welcome to Daily Inspirations here today. What a blessing to be able to go to the Word of God and receive inspiration and instruction in righteousness, instruction for our lives, and encouragement as well. The Word is so rich that it just can always be fresh and new if we go to it with prayer and seeking for the truth. Moving on here as we go through the week to Galatians chapter 4 now. We'll cut in here at verse 21 and read about 10 verses 21 to 31. As Paul goes on and writes in writing to the Galatians here, and his concern about their falling from grace and trying to grow by being obedient or following the law. Verse 21 here in chapter 4 of Galatians, "Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise. Which things are symbolic, for those are the two covenants." And it goes on here, "the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor. For the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." Okay, Abraham had two sons, one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. And the one by the bondwoman is symbolic of the law, the covenant given from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage. And the son of promise, Isaac, is symbolic of the new covenant, which was given by promise. Isaac was promised. The son was promised to Abraham. And even though Abraham tried to work things out on his own, the result was a son of the bondwoman, which was after the flesh, who was born according to the flesh. Isaac was born according to promise, after it looked impossible for Abraham and Sarah to have a child. Isaac was conceived and born, and that is a beautiful symbol of the new covenant. Verse 29 says, "But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now." And this takes us back to Ishmael mocking or making fun of Isaac and probably persecuting him in other ways as well. And, you know, not being a very nice older brother. And so it says, Paul says, even so it is now. And I think we can read that today and see that it is even so to this very day, that the law, the followers of the law, those who are trying to earn God's favor by obeying the law or any set of rules, will persecute those who have who have freedom in Christ, who are born of the Spirit of God. Just as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. So if we reword that, he who is born according to the flesh and following the law, trying to follow some set of rules or a law, persecutes him who is born according to the Spirit. Born of, not of the will of God, I mean, not, excuse me, not of the will of flesh, but of God. See if I can find that reference just quickly here. And I'll read that. Who were Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And so we have, to this very day, the one born after the flesh and walking after the flesh, or after the law, persecuting the one who is born according to Spirit. Verse 30, nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. We are not under bondage, and the bondwoman and her son were cast out. And symbolically, the law and the law given from Mount Sinai has been cast out. And the new covenant shall be the heir, and those who are in the new covenant shall be heirs. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And of course, there's this thing of walking after the flesh. Then, if we claim to be free, then we need to be walking in the Spirit, and we will look at that as we continue on through the week here. But the inspiration for today is basically this: cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Let's be the son of the free woman, part of the new covenant, free in Christ. God bless you.